Recording! Hello, so welcome to episode 3 of GIY, Girl in You. I am Anna.
I'm Yana.
I'm Kyla.
Yes, and today we have a very special guest joining us. So, to our friend, please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Erica.
Yes, so if napakinggan ninyo yung first 2 episodes ng GIY, definitely narinig nyo na ang pangalan ni Erica. So yun, she's one of our kabarkadas and she'll be joining us today dahil ang topic natin today is Fur Mom 101. So being a dog mommy, yun ang ating topic. So these 3 girls will be sharing. Mostly sila kasi sila talaga yung totoo. Totoo, tita lang ako. So yun, sila talaga ang totoong dog mommies. So yun, let's start. Sige, dahil si Erica ang ating guest at siya ang pinakabagong dog mommy. Erica, please share. So how many dogs do you have and introduce to us your baby?
So I am a recently doggy mommy.
Inducted.
So my doggy, well, puppy is a 3-month-old white Pomeranian named Bucci. So he's currently in his crate munching his treats para hindi siya manggulo. So, yun. Recently, maaga ako natutulog, tsaka maaga rin ako nagigising. Dahil sinasabayan ko siya, dahil nagpa-potty train kami. So far, kaya naman. So far.
Correct. So, si Erica is a very new dog mom. Ilang months pa lang si Bucci?
3 months. So, nasa akin siya ever since siya pinanganak. So,
yes. So, Bucci is a doggy pandemic baby. You know, while in quarantine, lumandi ang nanay. Joke lang. So, yun. Bagong-bago pa si Bucci. Okay, who's the next one? What's the share? Kyla. In order of ano tayo? In order of age ng babies. Kaya na oldest eh. Sige, so Kyla next.
No, my dog is the oldest. Ay,
oops.
One.
Okay, Yana next. Kay Kyla pala oldest.
Technically speaking, mas matanda ata si Chewy ng a little bit. Few months. Pero,
there's... But I have a senior eh.
Ah, well, yes, si Meiji also. Basically, me naman, I have 3 dogs that are mine talaga. I have 2 Bichons and 1 Shih Tzu. Ang nauna sa kanila lahat, actually, technically, yung main dogs ko talaga, hindi pala main dog, my gosh, nag-cancel yung aso.
Sorry.
I meant, was ang nauna kasing dogs ko, yung isang Shih Tzu saka isang Bichon, and both of them were adopted. Hindi ko sila binilin, in-adopt ko sila from a family that wasn't, hindi naman ayaw sa kanila, pero mas kaya nilang, hindi na nila kayang full-time i-take care. So, kinuha ko sila, and then, my other dog gave birth, and I kept one of the puppies, kaya naging 3 yung dogs ko. Dito sa house namin, though, we have 7 dogs. Yes, we're a real...
They're a pet shop.
Pero yes, yung 3 sa akin, yung isa sa dad ko, yung isa, ginawa kaming dog hotel, so fido-foster ko siya. And then we have 2 big dogs outside. Sila yung aming guard dogs. I think Pebbles is 4 and Gina's also 4. 2016 sila. And Chibi is 1. And then we have a poodle that's pregnant. So baka magiging dagdag na naman yung aso namin dito sa bahay. Next week na! Malapit na siya.
Yes!
Oo nga. Siya din, isa pa siyang lumande na preteen. Teen pregnancy.
Teenage pregnancy.
Yes! Oo. We're expecting 4 to 5 puppies. So,
oh my God!
It's going to be another sleepless next 3 months.
From 7 to 12 real quick.
Oh yes! Legit na kaming, ano naman zoo? Although, meron ata kaming dagang malaki, so, baka na zoo.
Correct.
Yes, you know.
Yung daga.
yeah, friend ng aso ko yun eh. Pag tumatakbo-takbo sila dito, maririnig mong nagre-react yung mga aking bebes.
Correct.
Anyway, go ahead, Kyla.
I have, ano naman, naisip ko din yung main dogs. But no, I have two, well, in the house, we have three dogs. Dalawa talaga yung, like,
ownership like, na,
na akin to. So that's Chewy, my Yorkie, he's 5. And then, meron akong 1-year-old. Si Kyung-soo, he's an Alaskan Klikai. And then, I have one senior dog, si Meiji. Ano siya, about 12 or 13, we really don't know kung kailan yung birthday niya. So, estimate lang. Pero matanda na siya kasi I had her since, we've had her since high school pa lang ako. And, well, ang nag-aalaga talaga nun, yung uncle ko. But then, since he got married and all that, so, this pandemic, sobrang naging close kami. So, full ownership na rin sa akin. Kasi talagang naging close na talaga kami. And, sobrang nagbago siya. But, we'll talk about that later on. So, all three, hindi rin binede. Two, si Meiji and Chewy were given to me. And then, si Kyung-soo, dahil hindi na siya adopted. Maalagaan nila. So I got adopted him na lang. I adopted him.
5 na pala si Chewy, I think. Di ba 2016 din si Chewy? 2016 ba si Chewy?
2015.
Ah, so mas matanda talaga si Chewy.
Yes, October 2015.
Early January sila, Peppy.
So, as for me, I'm not a dog mom, not a legit one. Although, we used to have two dogs in the house. Right now, we have one. We experienced a pandemic loss of a pet. But yeah, we'll talk about that later. So, yon, I'm the official tita of the kids ng mga kaibigan ko. Ninang lang ako. So, yung kinaiinisan ng mga pets nila. Yung parang bakit may bisita na naman kami, ganon. Although, si Bucci, yung kay Erica, since bago pandemic baby, I haven't met Bucci in person yet. But yon, yung dogs ni Kyla and Iyana, I've met everyone except si Meiji na from the gate lang. Okay, so yun. Ngayon, madami tayong options for pets, diba? Like, others have cats. I mean, yung mga pwede sa bahay. Like, may mga bird, fish. Kayo lahat ay dog mommy. So, paano naging aso? Like, how did you come up with the decision na, I want a dog. I want my pet to be a dog.
I'm curious to know Erica's answer kasi we weren't expecting her to get a dog. So, Erica, why did you decide to get a dog?
Saan yung change of heart? Change of heart?
Yes!
Well, ano, as all my friends know, yung partner ko, si Chelly. Hi, Chelly! May pa-shout out!
Hi,
Chelly!
May pa-shout out!
Anyway, si Chelly, meron kasi siyang dog. So, 4 years old na siya, female pom. Tapos pina-vet namin and the vet suggested na ipa-mate na siya para sa health, because of health complications. So, pina-stud namin siya, pina-mate namin siya last June. Tapos eventually, ayun nga, naging prego.
Nanganak siya.
Nanganak siya. And then, parang, ewan ko, nung nanganak kasi si Mumei, the dog, Chelly's dog, nung nakita ko yung puppies, parang, tapos, nung na-imagine
correct
ko na...
That's where it starts.
Yeah, na-imagine ko na ipapamigay, parang sabi ko, oh my goodness, tong tatlong to, ipapamigay, parang hindi ko kaya, hindi ko tanggap. Tapos, parang hanggang sa, sabi, yun nga, sinadjust ni Yana, ni Rachelle, na... pag-isipan mo mabuti, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy responsibility to take care of a dog, ganyan, especially a puppy. So, ayun, as weeks went by, yung mga newborn naging mini puppy. So, ayun, parang wala. Sabi ko, I think I'm ready to get one. So, eventually,
correct. You were there with Mumei nung like from na, the start from na baby. Ipapa nate siya, to buntis siya, to panganganak niya. So I think yung connection attached mo with the yung attachment mo with the puppies nandun talaga. So yun, tama naman. Doon nagsisimula yun.
Totoo
yun,
naman. Hindi kita
kaya. I'm so proud of you.
So yun, sabi ko nga, so far.
Nanay na kami.
So far, kaya pa naman. And kakayanin. Kasi pag nakita mo, lalo na pag tinitigan mo, parang, okay, sige. Kahit magtipid ako, para sa'yo, go lang.
Tinitigan ko tuloy yung akin.
Umiikot na mundo ni Erica sa mga sa aso niya. Diyos ko.
Kasi it really needs, correct, it really needs the love, the care, the attention, especially sa the age attention. Na, oo, sa age na hawak ni Erica ngayon yung hawak, sa age nung puppy ni Erica ngayon, sobrang kailangan ng full 100%
dedication. Oo, ang swerte nga ni Bucci eh, kasi pandemic blues tayo, so
nasa it's the best time to be a mom.
Kasi kasama talaga niya araw-araw.
Oh, nakakatawa.
Nagmamat na yung aso niyan.
Ano?
Nagmamat na.
Nagmamat?
Oo, nag-1 plus 1 na.
Hindi, sa tricks yun. Hindi, can I just say, nakakatawa kasi pag tinignan niyo yung Google history ko ngayon, tsaka yung YouTube history, puro ano, dog keeps biting tail health.
Wait, normal naman.
Reason.
Reason. Uh-oh.
Why does my dog?
Oo, dog keeps scratching po. Ganun. Help. Puro ako ganun.
Nakatawa yung help. Help.
Shout out po kay Martina help. Sa may help sa huli.
Oh, marami naman ng information din talagang available sa internet. That's
correct.
True.
So, ikaw, Kyla, how, why dog?
Why dog? Actually, I grew up with, yung mga pets namin growing up. Eh, kasi before, we used to live in a condo. So, obviously, a dog really wasn't in the picture. Hindi siya madali because condos have rules and then, small yung space. So, parang, it doesn't fit lang talaga na magka-dog. But I grew up with fishes and si Chen Chen, our lobster. Oh, diba?
Chen Chen.
Si Chen Chen. Lobster.
Chen Chen 1, Chen Chen 2, Chen Chen 3. And then we also had a hamster. Pero hindi yan yung ownership ko. But I've always wanted the dog for some reason talaga. Grabe talaga yung heart ko for a dog. And I don't know if I can bring this up already, yung first ever dog ko, or not yet. But yon talaga, my heart is really for dogs. As in, alam mo yun na, I'm also a baby person na pag makita ko, as in talagang, cute, ganun din ako sa dogs. And yun lang talaga, personally, I really, ang cute lang talaga nila. As in, I love them so much.
Yun kahit lang talaga,
sa akin, mahal ko na sila.
Yung heart mo.
Mm-mm. Yung ibang animals, hindi ko bet. I mean, meron din naman pang iba. Pero I mean, for the house, yeah, dogs talaga.
Dogs talaga. How about you, Yana?
Kami, actually, I grew up with dogs talaga in the family. Parang ever since family namin, dog persons talaga. Even my cousins, laging may aso talaga sa pamilya namin. So, parang yung household namin, di nawala ng dog. Laging may dog. Tapos, feeling ko kaya din very drawn ako sa dogs. Iba kasi talaga yung aso. It, parang sobrang rami niyang benefits. Bukod sa unconditional love na binibigay niya sa atin, loyal sila. Sobrang loyal ng dog sa owners nila. So, yun yung isa sa gusto ko ding reason. Yun yung isang reason ba't gusto ko yung dogs. Very, very loyal to you. So, they will love you. Kahit na magsigawan kayong dalawa, they will love you talaga. So, I think that's the reason why I like dogs in particular. And kasi, yung daga naman.
Bakit daga naman?
Oh, but we have hamster. Meron na kami hamsters. Like, hindi ko naman pwedeng yakapin yung hamster, di ba? Or a bird. Or, what else?
A lobster,
exactly. Although we've had rabbits, we'd have our fair share of hamsters. We've also had birds, love birds. Pero yung dog talaga yung never nawala sa amin. Yeah.
True. Actually, ako, kahit hindi ako personally dog mama, I grew up with dogs din. Kasi dun sa old house namin, nung hindi pa kami condo, sa old house, mas may space. So doon, meron kaming dogs, meron kaming bunny, may birds, may... Si Yana lang ata nakapunta dun eh. Diba dun sa likod nung sa
yung
house,
mansion may... mo?
Dun sa likod, may pond.
Hacienda diba, may, pala. Hacienda, may pond. Oh.
May See? Pond doon, nandun
may
yung...
May pond pa sila. Oh.
Nandun yung isda, tapos may mga birds naman. Pero ako kasi talaga, hindi ko kaya yung responsibility. Mm. So, I'm super amazed by how my friends can carry the responsibility of taking care of another living being. Ako medyo hirap ako doon sa side na yun. Pero Girl. Yun...
Mag-anak pa tayo, ah.
Eh, wow! Saka na yan. Okay, sige. So, since kayong lahat, pinagdaanan ninyo yung period na nagka-dog ownership kayo na baby or like puppy, newborn, yung dog ninyo, ano yung masishare ninyo na experience or parang difficulties na at a very young age nakuha ninyo yung dog? Kasi di ba syempre may ibang dogs naman na medyo nakukuha, pag ina-adopt nila, bigger na. Ano yung tingin ninyong, meron ba sa inyo nakakuha ng malaki ng dog? Or
technically,
wala, baby lahat?
Nung nakuha ko si, oo, si Pebble sa Kashishina, lagpa 6 months na sila. They were not one, but not older than 6 months. Kasi nga, adopted ko sila. Ang mahirap lang pagka medyo mas matanda na yung dog. Dala niya yung habits niya from the previous household.
Totoo.
So, yun yung either kailangan mo siyang i-correct or kailangan mong i-retrain talaga or i-adjust kung paano kayo sa household niyo with the dogs. So, even with si Pebbles and Sheena, ganun yung nangyari sa amin. We had to adjust to them. Also, kung takot yung aso kasi medyo mas matanda na sila. Lahat sila, strangers kami sa kanila. So, talagang we had to... make them feel at home, feel safe. Tapos at the same time, talagang lagi namin silang ina-assure na hindi namin sila bibitawan ulit. Binibigyan namin ng security. Unlike pag puppy, kasi si Chibi, anak ni Pebbles, so from puppy talaga, as in down to the mating, to the pregnancy, to the giving birth, kasama nila ako. So si Chibi, ano, ang maganda lang na advantage na ganun, madali yung pagpapalaki sa kanya kasi andito na siya sa akin. Yung alam ko na kung paano ititrain, oo, compared to i-adjust ko pa yung alam niya. Alam mo kung tutusin, parang same lang yung struggle ng puppy and adult. Parang hindi siya, magkaiba lang yung gagawin mo, pero ang mas mahirap pa nga sa puppy kasi ang rami mo pang iisipin, mga sakit, mga ganun, diba?
So, yun, speaking of ganun. Ano yung mga requirements? Like, di ba, usually kailangan ng vaccine, ng training. Yes. Ano yung mga steps na kayo personally pinagdaanan ninyo for your pets?
Ano bang pinagdaanan mo, Erica?
Oh, ikaw, Erica. Since sa'yo yung youngest ngayon. Ano yung
grabe in 3 months pa lang.
Oh, ano yung pinagdadaanan nung anak mo ngayon?
Well, ngayon kasi, since 3 months siya, so far, yun, patapos na kami sa vaccine, so... Salamat. So,
ano yung mga vaccines na kailangan para dun sa mga gustong magka-pets? Ilan bang?
Ang pinaka-basic, alam ko, pagkapanganak, ang inuuna is deworming. So, hanggang 3 times ata siya. And then, meron yung sunod is 5-in-1. Pero hindi ko sure kung may 6-in-1 na daw, di ba? Or...
Depende sa vet mo yun. Pero more or less, five. Yun yung booster shots nila. Okay. They have 4 to 5 booster shots.
Depende, parang, kailan ka nag-start.
Kung kailan ka nag-start. Pero normally, when you get a puppy from your trusted breeder or from your friend when you buy a puppy, as much as possible, try... Or at least, meron na siyang 2 to 3 sets of booster shots before getting them. Kasi mahirap na ilayo siya sa mom and then mahina pa siya. So as much as possible, try to get at least 2.5 months or 3 months na yung puppy. Kung kaya nyo pang ibigay na habi nyo sa pagkukuha, no, dyan muna sa'yo hanggang kaya, keep them there with the mom to get all the nutrition they can get. And then, after nun, Erica, when you finish your shots, ano nang, natapos nyo na din ba yung anti-rabies nyo?
Isa lang yun eh. So, takakatapos lang nung 16.
Six, Ah, di ba normally is five months or six months? Oo.
Yung 5 months clinic dapat. Namin kasi, pina-shot na siya. Sabi pwede na daw.
Ng anti-rabies?
So, nagpa-shot na siya.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
So, tapos nga pagka ganun.
Uh-oh. Interesting. Kasi normally...
Alam ko may age requirement.
Yes. 5 months or 6 months in yung anti-rabies. You finish the booster shots around 3 months, more or less.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And then, pahinga siya for a few months. And then, by the time na mag 5th month siya or 6th month, nag-anti-rabies shot yung puppy.
Mm.
Yun. And then after nun, yearly na on his birthday, yes. Pag ano, yun yung boosters na lang.
Tatanong natin.
Actually, that's the most difficult part, yung finishing the shots.
Yes.
Yung moments na yun, as in, ha, grabe talaga. Tapos pag magkasakit siya, ha, no.
Oo. Every 2 weeks yun eh, di ba?
Yes, yes. So if you miss one, oh no, restart again. May mga ganun, depende on how long.
Yung
pagitan. Oo, yung na-miss mo. So, like, my experience, kasi yung first ever dog ko, as in first ko, that's not Chewy, yung first ever dog ko, I got Rocky at 3 months. Tapos, unfortunately, days lang siya sa akin kasi nagka-parvo siya. But then, you know, even if ilang days lang siya na sa akin, sobrang sakit na, as in, grabe talaga. I don't know. But for some reason, even those 3 days, na-attach ka na sa kanila. And, grabe talaga. As in, ha? As in, grabe. But thankfully naman for, well, hindi. I've had my own fair share of struggles nung puppy sila. That's why I hate the puppy years. The first year is so crucial kasi sobrang vulnerable nila. That's why it's so important to finish the shot and as much as possible, parang
don't take them out.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, kung kaya mong hindi sila ilabas, even if it's just a walk outside your house, no.
Wag na lang.
It's not worth the risk. As in, grabe. As in, it's a headache. So like for Chewy, I got him ng 5 months, but then since we live in a house, tapos may garden kami. Ano lang talaga, we can't protect them all the time. So, unfortunately, nakagat siya ng tick na infected.
Hello.
So, nagkaroon siya ng parang dengue ng dogs. So, the first year talaga, it was very, very difficult. I think until 3 years old siya, he was battling low platelet count. So, we've had maintenance. Actually, hanggang 3.5 years pa nga ata yun. So, it was really, really difficult. So, as much as possible, if you can keep them sa house. Kasi hindi rin basta-basta pwede maglagay ng anti-tick and flea at such a young age eh. So, ang hirap talaga. But then, you know, sometimes hindi mo maiwasan because you can pick it up sa vet. You can pick it up anywhere. So, we have our senior dog na never naman nagkaroon ng tick and fleas. Eh, sa labas yun natutulog. Like, madalas siya na sa labas. Minsan lang na pinapasok to play. Pero, never naman siya nagka-problem. No? But unfortunately for Chewy, lapitin siya ng mga insects. So, yun yung nangyari sa kanya. So, it was an ongoing battle with Ehrlichia na sobrang deadly yun. But, thankfully, sobrang strong ni Chewy.
Fighter
siya. And
then,
siya. For Kyungsoo naman, at such a young age, I got him when he was 3 months. Although, I saw him grow up kasi doon lang naman siya sa house ng uncle ko. So, nakita ko siya from yung baby, ganyan. But, unfortunately for him then in the middle of his yung mga 5-in-1 shots, nakakuha siya ng ubo. Actually, sabay sila, naghawaan sila ni Chewy. Pero because he's a baby, grabe yung nangyari sa kanya, pneumonia.
Hala.
Yung sa kanya. So, it was a struggle talaga until siguro 6 months. Parang he had cough for 2 months. So, grabe talaga yung struggle na yun talaga. Kaya, nung nag-reach sila ng 1 year, parang, hi, nakahinga na ako. Parang, yes, finally, we did it. Ganon. Pero yun nga lang, kay Chewy, mas matagal yung struggle ko. Like, he finished the shots, but since nga, the infection was in his bloodstream.
It took a while.
Grabe yung maintenance niya.
Mm-mm.
We always had to take blood tests, and it was really bad. But then, he's a fighter.
So, yes, he was.
Struggles talaga. One year, the first year is so difficult.
The first year is difficult. Actually, we have to remind people na just because yung shots nila kumpleto doesn't mean na they're already protected. Yes. Like, for my experience as well with Chibi, tapos na lahat ng shots niya, even yung anti-rabies niya. So, yung 6 months na when I found out na nagka-parvo siya. So, talagang yung panic ko nung sabi ko, bakit ganun? I did my part, tinapos ko yung shots nila. Tapos, ang nangyari pa nun, since we had 2 puppies here, yung kapatid niya, nagkahawaan sila since malakas makahawa yung parvo. We unfortunately lost 1 puppy. And then, actually, akala ko si Chibi talaga yung mamamatay eh. Kasi kung tutuusin, ever since nung baby si siya Chibi, nung puppy siya, siya yung weak talaga. Siya yung runt out of all the litter. When he was born, he was only half the size of the brothers and the sister. As in, parang if I'm not mistaken, nasa 150 yung 50 grams yung mga kapatid niya. Nasa 70 or 80 grams lang siya noon. So, imagine nyo yung size difference niya. So, we had to bottle feed him. Well, I had to bottle feed him. Tapos, at the same time, I had to make sure na pinapakain pa rin siya ni Pebbles. Kasi normally, dogs have natural instincts. If they don't think the puppy will survive or they think na mahina yung puppy, tinatanggal na nila yung agony and then they usually stop feeding them or nilalayo nila sa litter kasi ayaw nilang mahawa yung ibang anak nila. So, I had to make sure na nandun pa rin si Chibi, pinapadede niya, ganun. So, nung nagkasakit siya ng parvo, umiyak na ako kasi feeling ko namatay na siya. As in, nandun pala ako sa vet doc. Pero, pinaglaban naman niya. Feeling ko talaga, tinulungan siya ni Pink. Totoo. Kaya, nabuhay siya. Totoo. Yes, kasi, you know what's weird? Pag uwi namin, some of yung personalities ni Pink na kay Chibi. Nakuha niya. Mm-hmm. Oo. Kasi si Chibi, very quiet. Pero, ngayon, my gosh.
She's he's crazy.
Yeah, cray-cray. He is. Para siyang ugali ni Pink. Kasi si Pink excitable.
Feisty.
Yes. And Chibi wasn't like that. Pero as soon as nung naka-uwi si Chibi, oh my. we were like, Pink, is that you? Yeah, correct. So don't take your guard down. Even if your shots are done, as much as possible. If you don't have to bring them out, don't bring them out. Ang hanggang 1 man lang.
Yes.
Or if you have to, karga lang.
Karga.
Kung small dogs, as much as possible, carry them around. Because the virus is everywhere.
Exactly. Noted po.
Yes.
Bukod sa mga vaccine, what do you do for like dog training? Diba? Parang how to keep your pet. Kasi diba, syempre, part yun ng pagpapalaki. Parang nagpapalaki din ng anak talaga. Part yun ng pagpapalaki ninyo ng pet ninyo na kailangan nyo silang turuan ng good manners.
Good manners!
Diba? Good GMRC! Kailangan nyo silang, kumbaga, isanay sa in such a way na sa ugali na dapat silang mag-behave. So, yes. Ano yung kumbaga training na ginagawa ninyo for them?
Oh, Erica. Erica and Kyla can share because I don't train them like they do.
Si Kyla man, si Kyla.
Ako. Yeah. Kasi nga, so, when I got Chewy, right after patapos yung shots niya, we actually enrolled in basic obedience. But actually, dun after ng basic, in the middle of basic obedience, dun siya nagkasakit. So, we had to halt yung training niya. And then, because nga, yung sakit niya caused him to, sorry na lang sa kumakain, basta lagi siya nagpo-poop ng blood. As in, sobrang lala talaga. So, I had to keep him in the house until such a time na mag-stop and maging okay siya. He's very active, but then, hindi siya masyado kumakain. Like, meron, kumakain siya, pero like, yung poop niya wasn't okay talaga. So, it wasn't really safe for him to go out kasi nga, he's very weak. Immune system niya weak. As in, yung platelet count niya was very, very low. So, if may ma-encounter siya na aso na may sakit, delikado talaga. So, I had to keep him until na it was medyo stable yung ano niya. Eh, every time na bababa yung platelet count niya, it's about 1 or 2 months before he goes back to normal. Mm. So, yung interaction niya with other dogs, sobrang bihira. Sobrang hirap talaga siya. So, that's why he became very, very reactive. very reactive talaga. Although Yorkies are known for being so noisy and talaga, and late-late ni Chewy, so talagang...
Tinis ng boses.
Oo, ang feisty niya talaga. Pero ano naman siya, he's in between. So I really had to enroll him nung once he was okay na. I had to enroll him sa training. So si Chewy went to boarding school. Ganun talaga yung investment ko sa anak ko. Na, oh my gosh, nung in-enroll ko siya sa boarding school, grabe yung iniyak ko. Grabe talaga yung iyak ko pa uwi.
Oo, na separation anxiety.
Oo, nung iiwan si Chewy doon, umiyak siya.
As in, hagul-gul level sa car. As in, pagpasok ko pa lang ng kotse, oh my gosh. So, si Chewy went to boarding school. And then, si Kyung-soo naman. So, Alaskan clique guys are... They're very shy. They look scary, but they're so, so shy. They're not scared, but no. They're really, extremely shy.
Oh, oh, parang kinikip niya to himself yung feelings niya. Ganon. Ayaw niya ng new
nag-ball up siya.
Oh, 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 oh.
It takes a while for him to warm up to people. But sa dogs, mas okay siya. But it still takes a while. Super shy type siya.
May warm up siya.
Yeah, so he also went to... Pero si Chewy kasi was like a behavior adjustment. Yung Kyung-soo was basic obedience lang. Basically, parang puppy school lang, oh. Interaction, communication. Basic communication siya.
Props. Props.
Basic commands, ganun. And basically, ano tawag doon yung interacting with other dogs? May term yun eh.
Socialization.
Yun. Yun yung ginawa ni Kyung-soo. But that was, ano, a very short lang yun. But, ano pa rin siya? He's still shy. It takes a while for him to warm up, about 30 minutes. But now he's opening up more. Yes, ano na siya, mas nagbabark siya. Yung bark ni Kyung-soo is because gusto niya makipaglaro. As in, actually, para siyang
hiccups.
As in, kasi sobrang weird niya. Weird niya. Si Chewy, yung bark niya is more like a warning na parang, si Chewy kasi is, ano, he likes to be independent, he likes to be alone, he likes to be with people. People, doggy siya. Si Kyung-soo naman likes dogs. Bihira siya sa, hindi siya person dog. Basta, they have personalities talaga. And then my other dog naman, senior, since senior siya, siya yung in-between. She's the best. She's the best. I don't know if it's because she's a girl, pero guys, talaga, the boy dogs are, grab! Tiana, shake with the marking and everything. Oh, once na nag-hit siya ng teenage years niya, yung puberty na mag-hump, yung everything excites them. Oh my gosh. And the marking is
Erica,
the worst.
Beware.
Beware!
As in, parang all the potty training, wala out the window.
My
wala
gosh.
Talaga. It's, you know, so frustrating because si Kyung-soo was so easy to potty train, but once he reached puberty, wala. As in, kahit anong
wala.
Si Chewy naman, I snipped his balls already. So, the bad thing is lang, nahawa siya kay Kyung-soo. So, Chewy was very hard to potty train in the sense that he can't pee sa pad, but he knows how to pee sa drainage ng shower ko, and he knows how to sobrang scratch me when he needs to go out. So yun yung training niya. But then because nga may scent na iniiwan si Kyung-soo around the house, si Chewy nahahawa. So ang tip ko talaga is training never stops. You gotta keep on asserting your authority na ikaw yung leader, hindi sila.
Ikaw yung alpha.
Ganun ang animals eh. Ikaw dapat ang alpha, ikaw ang leader, ikaw ang masusunod. Training never stops, but then you know what? The reality is, it's so hard! It's so hard. Minsan parang, kung magagalit pa ako, parang sayang yung energy ko, sige, punas na lang natin yung wee-wee dyan.
Oo, but, ang laki ng difference talaga, no? Pag girl and boy dogs.
Yes.
I've had Chibi for a year, and the struggle is real. Kasi si Sheena, Well, as yun nga sabi ko kanina, na yung training na ginawa ko with my dogs and their dogs, medyo different. Kyla enrolled them in school. Yes. I didn't. Ang pinaka-tinuro ko lang talaga sa kanila, ang pinaka-important sa akin was the potty training. So, Sheena and Pebbles are potty trained. We have a pee place in the house. So, if they need to pee, they just go there. They need to poo, they just go there. Chibi, unfortunately, nahihirapan akong i-potty train siya the same way. So, I still have a pee pad in my room for him. Pero yung spraying niya, I cannot control. I don't know how. As in, for some reason, buti na nga lang spray niya lang talaga. Spray!
Ganon. Yes. Kaso si Kyung hindi eh.
Oh my gosh. But still, it's so hard. He still pees sa pee pad niya, ha? Like, he still
yes,
goes
yun
there.
Yes, frustrating.
But then, he sprays everywhere else. So, I don't know. But yeah, unlike yung girls, ang dali nung girls, sobrang dali lang. I just, if Sheena needs to go, she'll bark by my door, I'll let her out, and she goes running up. And then when she's done peeing, she'll knock on my door, and then pasok na ulit siya. The same way with Pebbles. Chibi is a whole different story. It's still a learning process, as Kyla said. So, we're yes. still training.
Pinatakot niyo ba ako?
No, it's the reality.
It's a reality.
It's the reality of being a dog mommy. So,
yeah, but then, ano, sabi naman, I consulted. O, diba? Ako kasi ganun, I consult. Pero the habit stays
grows
for
out.
A year.
1 year?
A year from the start?
Yeah, from the start of the
spraying.
I still have a few more months to go then.
Pero Erica, what ano yung tinitrain mo ngayon kay Bucci?
Si Erica ibang train, nag-hands-on siya, which is advantage niya kasi pandemic ngayon, naka-quarantine sila ganun. So very hands-on. Go ahead.
Going back to ano, yung kay Kyla na 1 year kasi sa bahay ng dad ko, meron marami din kasing dog doon, parang pet din doon eh. So, maraming male dogs. Parang, yung isang Shih Tzu doon, parang 3 years old na, 3 or 4, pero nagsispray pa rin siya. So, feeling ko talagang dapat training na yun, kailangan mo siyang
tiyagain.
Bawal. Oo, tiyagain talaga. It's been what, yun nga, siguro 2 years since puberty and nagsispray pa rin sila. Or, pwedeng, feeling ko, factor din dun kasi na may ibang aso. Unlike kapag siya lang yung only dog in the house, baka malesen yung
yes.
spraying siguro.
Malaking bagay yun kasi the spraying is actually their way of marking their territory mm-hmm. and making sure na, this is my spot, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
So usually pag male dogs, they like to ano ba tawag dun? Basta,
patungan yung amoy.
Patalas ibang dog. Oo. So, they usually spray also. That's the reason why they spray. Minamark nila yung territory nila. So, if there are a lot of other dogs there, especially other male dogs, it's very common na ganun.
Mm-mm.
But at the same time, malaking factor din yung owner mo.
Mm-mm.
So, if your owner trains you well, it will lessen. Yun nga. And also, if you snip the balls, the vet says na mababawasan din talaga siya. So, si Pucci, I think, kaya yung schedule ni Erica everyday gising maaga kasi talagang potty training pa kayo, no?
So, ang nangyari kasi, tinry ko siyang i-potty train na tulad nga nung sa'yo, may pee place sa ibang floor. So, tinry namin. So, may oras ako. Every 2 hours, inakit ko siya to potty train him, ganyan. Pero, for me kasi, as his owner, parang masyado pang maaga to potty train him na hindi pa niya kayang hindi niya pa mapigil yung bladder and madami kaming accident sa bed. So,
kasi kapag, di ba pagka usually pag nangyari na ng ano, medyo nasasanay, naaamoy nila.
So, medyo. Ang ginawa ko, ang dami kong biniling, ano yun, pee stain remover and odor eliminator sa Shopee. And so far, gumana naman. And nag-decide ako na, ayun nga, ibalik ulit yung pee pad sa room para pag iihi siya, ayun, tatahol lang siya, bababa, and then matutulog ulit. And then, as for the basic training, actually, ang unang tinanong ko dyan si Yana. Sabi ko, Yana, anong pwede kong ituro? Tapos sabi rin ni Kyla, nila Carrie, na Yun nga.
No. Yun, it's no. The first thing that's nice to teach them. No.
Tapos yung name.
Na pag, I don't use no.
Ano sinasabi?
What do you say?
Leave it.
Ah, leave it. Yeah. Well, depende or naman enough. Yung kung... Mm-mm. Si sila Pebbles ang no ko, ang isang no ko pa is let it go.
Ah, na lolo si Chewy.
Inaantok na si Chewy. Oh,
naka-polo pa.
Lalabas ang
floral polo.
Hello.
Wala. Kalbo na siya ngayon.
Tulog yung
he's get he's prepping for his surgery na. Isa-schedule na namin siya. That's why he's kalbo.
Mm-mm. Cute cute. Eh. Anyway, yung yun yung drop sa akin, tinuruan ko rin siya mag-drop it. So, pag may kagat siya, drop it. Bibitawan niya na. Pero yung una kong tinuro is, yun nga, no. Tapos, yung name niya, pag tinawag mo, and then sit, and then down, up, high five, po. Tapos, pinaka-favorite ko, ay, may speak pa pala. Yun yung nagmamatch siya.
Ang speak!
Ang patient niya para gawin yung
sobra,
speak.
Sobra ang tari ng speak.
Hirap ng speak.
Kunwari,
ang hirap ng speak kasi mag-iintay ka talaga.
Sinuwerte din siguro ako kasi si Bucci, parang may telepathic connection kami. Na alam niya
there
na
sumusunod talaga siya. There are actually some breeds eh. Or some dogs, mm-mm. Actually regardless of breed. Well, there are breeds na mas mag-grab yung focus.
Uh-oh.
And then there are dogs na talagang mabilis ang pick-up.
Ano, yung, di ba, sabi yung golden retriever ba? Parang ang hirap yes. Daw ipa-focus. As in, distracted, di ba?
They're very smart.
Ah, talaga?
They're very smart.
So, doon lang yes. Sa napanood ko yun.
Erica, kay Pucci, anong ginagawa? Binibigyan mo siya ng, like, yung special treat? Di ba may special treat? May training treat?
Oo.
May like, high, yung or high like, value treats.
Meron or, yung trainee na bilog-bilog. So, para tipid, ginagawa yes. Ko, since pang dog yun, ginugupit ko siya into four.
Hinahati mo?
Oo. So, yun. Hanggang sa, dahil ayoko na ngang lumabas masyado, nabasa ko na pwede yung liver. Sabi ni Carrie ba? Yun ni Carrie na liver. So, bibili ako ng liver, tapos ikakat ko. So, yun yung ginagamit ko. Pinaka
yung latest. Yung super high value yun.
Oo.
That's super high value, ah. High value treat yes. Yun.
That's for when he's really good boy.
Oo. So,
yes. Only pag ano, only pag super good boy.
Yung latest na gusto medyo kong ginagawa niya is yung pagbinang mo siya. Magto-play dead siya.
See?
So, una kasi sabi, play dead. Ganon. Eh, parang for me, mas gusto ko kumbang para... Kasi we have kids at home. My niece, my siblings. So, pag iniiwan ko si Bucci, I want them to bond. So, yun. Yung bang, and then other trainings na pinag-iisipan ko pa kung paano ko ituturo. Kasi nga, yun nga. Request ng kids.
Ang sayang,
tiyaga. Oo. Yung next nga, kailangan ko silang turuan ng spin at saka rollover. Tapos may request pa pong dance. So, sabi ko, paano ko tuturuan ng dance? Ah, may stay na.
Stay.
Dapat stay.
Yun, oo. Yung stay rin pala, naturo ko na rin sa kanya. So, more on ano na
tapos
lang kami.
Tapos, nag-i-increase ka dapat ng, ano?
Distance.
Mm-mm.
Si Chibi hindi marunong mag-stay.
Clingy siya sa'yo.
Yung sulaki na ng progress doon.
Eto, hindi. Ang tamad mag-aral nito eh. Wow, siya pala si Lizzie.
Ito, masipag. Sobra.
Mukha naman ito
yung mga tura niya.
Tamad ng, mabilis yung attention.
Pero tama yun kay Erica na you start early. Mm-hmm. Kasi, yes.
Oo nga eh. Yun yung mapipick up niya na susunod lang siya kay Erica. I mean, like, follow niya yung commands ni Erica. Ang sayo.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
maganda kasi na nag-start ka ng early.
Ano, really tinry kong i-train yung mommy niya, mommy ni Bucci, si Mumei, at 4 years old. So, sobrang hirap. Kasi nga, madami
matanda
na siyang, matanda na siya. So, I think, from training a 4-year-old doggy, parang mas madali na for me mag-train ng puppy kasi mas madali silang turuan. And yung patience ko nga.
Sinang mas mabilis na tuto sa kanila?
Si Bucci, 100%. Si Mumei mahirap kasi for 4 years kasi never siyang...
Madami na siyang alam na
ito. So, yun.
Tapos hindi rin naman sa'yo, hindi mo siya nakakasama, so mahirap din.
Oo, totoo.
Dahil nga dog mommies kayo, alam na lahat na isa ito sa pinakamahirap na part. Ano yung mga doggy expenses? Oh my gosh. Cause you know, it's oh, really, para ka talagang may anak, magastos siya. So, ano ang doggy expenses ninyo for your kid?
Wow.
Sino ba pinaka?
Ako, training. Wow. Pero investment naman pala yun. Hindi, yung ano, vet talaga. Oh gosh. Mas mahal pa yung ano shots nila. Basta ay, same. Expensive talaga basta tuwing kailangan pumunta ng vet. Kailangan marami kang withdraw.
Minimum.
Tapos, isa, hindi lang isa yung aso ko.
Ano yung, medyo, ano pa yung ibang doggy expenses bukod sa
medyo vet? Medyo magastos siya actually. Kasi syempre yung, when you start sa puppy, all the shots, you have to pay for them. And then at the same time, lalo na kung if your dog has a special diet, na medyo oh, maselan yes. siya, you're gonna have to spend on food also. So, like, some dogs, raw diet lang, expensive siya. Some, kaya naman na paglutuan mo sila ng human food. Yung iba, very specific, na medicated yung dog food din nila. So, like, si Sheena is allergic to beef, chicken, and pork. She only...
Shih Tzu kasi.
Yes, she can only have lamb or salmon. So, you know... It's a very expensive, you know, but I was lucky enough na yung dog food na nahanap namin, which is the special dog, is not too expensive. It's not cheap, but it's, alam mo yun, malalaban ko pa per month. So we had to switch to a specific dog food for her. So dahil nga may diet siya. And then when you're a puppy, usually, kailangan mo ng best nutrient. So like for Erica, I think, naka-royal kanin pa ba yung
yes.
puppy mo?
Yes. Unfortunately, so, yes.
Mahal.
Alam namin ni Kyla yun kasi pinagdaanan
royal
din
dogs.
Royal puppy royal din to.
Royal yung puppy. Yung dogs ko. Ay, even up to now, nung pandemic, I switch back to royal.
Really? I can't eh, cause of Sheena. Si Chibi, I had to stop also, cause of Sheena also, kasi they eat together, nag-aagawan sila ng food. Yes, nagkaka-access si Sheena sa dog food eh, so I had to switch them out.
Thinking so, of wala. Going back to homemade, but I don't know if I'm ready to...
To cook?
Homemade? Yeah.
If you have the time
Machaka
to
eh.
see it.
Kasi I feel better pag homemade. But I'm doing all other things back. And okay na yun, they're healthy, they're fine, they're not sick. Yes.
Totoo naman.
And then, besides sa dog food, the other
vitamins.
Expenses are, oh well, of
ay,
course,
vitamins.
Toys.
Ay, yung anti-tick and flea na yan.
Ay, my gosh, next guard kami.
Next guard.
It's like 700, 600 per piece.
Ano yun?
And you have
a
to
month.
Do it monthly.
Month.
Inom?
Chewable.
Ah,
chewable.
Wala pa kami dun.
Actually, pwede na siya
ah, pwede
at
na.
This 3 months. Tanong mo yung vet mo, pwede na yung chewable.
Si-
anti-tick and fleas. The shampoo, kung mahaba yung dog, yung hair
I would
ng
like
dog
to
mo.
Thank Paws and Fur.
Groomer.
I'd like to thank for their sponsor.
Pa-sponsor din kami dito, pang white dogs, please.
Same po, white dog, same.
Siya shampoo sa maintenance ng shampoo nila. And then at the same time, kung medyo maarte ka, mga gamit ng aso, like mga damit, kama. Go ahead.
I'd like to share about yung mga other expenses na hindi naman kailangan, like yung toys. Yung clothes, yung bed, na I shared to Erica before kasi nakwento nga niyang dami niyang na-add to cart. Na ako, si Chewy kasi, okay siya with clothes. Si Kyungsoo hindi because he's an awkward dog. Likes to chew. Destroyer si Kyungsoo kasi sobrang ano talaga ng teeth niya. But then for some reason, I still keep on buying him clothes. Yung bed niya, once nasira na niya, but then I bought another. Yung toy niya nasira. Oh, I bought another toy na ang gusto lang naman nila, bottle ng water. So, alam mo yun, I don't know, they're so spoiled.
There are babies kasi.
Totoo.
So,
na, okay. See, look at
ganda!
Ang cute-cute!
Going to a Hawaiian party!
Sana ganyan din ka-behave yung akin. Diyos ko, yung akin hindi mapirme.
Baby pa, huwag ka mag-alala. Baby pa yung iyo. Darating ka dyan na ganyan ka, ano, ganyan sila ka, ganyan ka-behave at ka-obedient sa'yo. Kasi totoo, magastos sila. I mean, very spoiled yung kids nila. Kasi even when we travel, go out of the country.
We travel. Lagi
kami, definitely, lagi kami tumitigil sa isang stall or store na nagbibenta ng dog clothes.
Ay, Diyos ko. Totoo.
Correct. Talaga. Dog Yana. Clothes. Ano pa yung nakakatawa?
Yan. Grabe.
Bibili ng pajama for the self. Matching ang anak.
Oh my gosh, that's me. Dalawa na.
Wala naman kaming matching ng aso ko, pero may sariling cabinet yung aso ko.
Ay, wala kaming ganun.
Wag ka. Yung kaya na, pag-akyat mo pa lang nung second floor nila, may dalawang level ng...
Hanger.
Clothes rack. Two levels yun. Kala nyo ng tao? Hindi. Damit ng aso.
Yung mga hanger noon, pang baby ha. Binili ko talaga siya ng hangers pang baby kasi gusto ko nakahang yung mga damit nila.
As so, in, guys, yes. Legit like wide na clothes rack. Tapos two levels. Tapos nakahanger lahat ng damit. Iba-ibang outfit.
Daming damit yung mga
anak. Can I just say, may ayuda na akong nakuha kay Yana ng mga damit.
We love sharing and caring.
Yung mga pinaglakihan kasi ni Chibi, since boys din yung kanya, binigay ko sa kanya.
Pwede yes. Magamit. True.
So, okay. Maraming gastos.
So yun. Okay, so since we're nearing the end of our episode for today, please share naman your parang ano yung mga memorable experiences ninyo with your dogs. Like kahit si Erica like bago pa lang doon sa few months na inaalaga ang si Pucci, and then for the two girls, ano yung mga memorable experiences ninyo with kahit simple things with your ano, with your pets.
Siguro, alam mo yung minsan, yung parang sa sobrang kulit nila, yung stop! Ganon. Pero, pag kunwari tulog na sila, yung naka ano to? Yung back, yung nakahiga. Naka yung parang tititigan sila. Mo lang, parang kahit nang kulit-kulit mo, love na love pa rin
parang
kita.
Parang stress reliever then for you.
Tsaka yung pinaka-favorite ko is during the morning. Kasi kahit na makulit siya kapag morning, hindi siya nanggigising. Tapos pagkagising ko pa lang, yung kakagising lang, lalapit lang siya, tapos maglalambing lang siya. Tapos hihiga lang siya, magka-cuddle. Yun yung sobrang favorite ko, yung morning cuddles niya.
That's really one of the good things na kapag ka meron kang pet.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Na you feel, yun nga sabi niya, na unconditional love mm-mm. talaga. You love me so much.
Ayun.
Thanks. Kayo, Piana.
Ako, marami na kaming moments together, pero ang pinaka gusto kong moment every time I go home, kahit na nawala lang ako ng saglit, para akong 10 years na nawala. Yun yung gustong gusto ko, kasi talagang sobrang saya nilang makita ako. Pero kung individual experiences, marami na din. Si Pebbles actually sumasama sa akin pag nag-hike kami. So, yung mga trips namin out, sobrang nakakatuwa siya kasi lumalabas talaga yung personality niya. So, and then si Chibi naman, very malambing kasi. So, favorite ko actually, kahit naasar ako na sinusundan niya ako lagi. Pag magsi-CR ako, nakatitig lang siya sa akin. So, love na love ko yon. Ito namang si Sheena. Itong aking ogre na Shih Tzu. Ano lang to, very independent. Oo. Kasi kalbo kasi siya ngayon. So, lumabas lahat ng features niya. Ito napaka-independent kasi nito. Basta nasa love siya ng same room ko, andon na okay na siya. Comfortable na siya, nakatabi lang niya ako sa room. Hindi pala katabi. Like, same room kami.
Sige, I'll start with, the senior dog. Yung senior dog kasi this pandemic, like, sobrang na-feel ko yung responsibility ko sa kanya. And grabe talaga na pag ma-feel nila yung love mo, Ay, ba talaga? Kasi si Meiji, yung senior dog namin, meron siyang aggressive siya sa food niya. Patay gutom kasi yon. But then ever since ako yung nag-feed sa kanya, eh, ba talaga? Alam mo, senior na siya, pero para siyang puppy ngayon. So, I really saw the change in her. As in, grabe talaga. Basta, I can't explain it, but you really feel the love that they give you. And, oh, well, she's just a precious baby girl who's old na, na nanginginig na yung legs niya. But I love her kasi sobrang lambing niya talaga. And sometimes, nag-worry ako pag nire-rest lang niya yung head niya sa akin. Kasi parang sabi ko, we're saying goodbye. That's the hardest part kasi senior na siya. And it was a breeze for Meiji because never siya nagkasakit. She's an angel. Ang pinaka ano lang sa kanya is high maintenance yung food niya. But then, sobra, grabe talaga. Pag nire-rest lang nila yung head nila sa'yo, parang you just feel it na I love you. Gumaganon sila. I don't know. I cannot explain. But then, I love you too. And then kay Kyung-soo naman, because Kyung-soo is a little rascal. mabait lang talaga kasi siya. Ang bait niya talaga. And then, kahit sobrang naughty siya kasi playful siya, ganun siyang klaseng dog. Ganun din eh. You just, pag lumalapit ako sa, pag ready na siya, hindi kasi siya malambing, pero pag ready na siya, he has those moments na maglalambing talaga siya. That's what he has learned over the pandemic, to show love, not just to me, but also kay Chewy, na para talaga silang brothers, na bigla niyang yayakapin si Chewy. Well, malaki si Kyung-soo, pero it happens na nagla-love-love sila. Love-love sila. Si Chewy naman, ito talaga. Si Chewy, I may be biased kay Chewy, but because he's been with me for 5 years already. So, Chewy is, although he's super feisty, he has helped me so, so much. Actually, when I started, when Chewy was first brought in sa akin, that's when my sleep paralysis stopped. Because I was aware na meron akong kasama parate. So, he was there. You know how there are emotional support dogs and mga dogs talaga who help people with the blind, ganyan, with yung mga triggers nila and all that. So, Chewy is like that sa akin. Grabe, emotional support dog ko talaga siya. I'm feeling ko, I'm also partly to blame why he is also an emotional dog kasi kinakary niya. Kinakary niya yung
emotions.
Yes, as in, kinukuha niya talaga. So, he knows, even if tulog yan and I'm not okay, magigising yan. Tapos, wala siyang gagawin ko na ikikiss lang ako. So, grabe yung emotional support na binibigay sa akin ni Chewy. And, yun, parang I wouldn't, parang pag iniisip ko, I wouldn't survive this quarantine for 8 months without these dogs.
I know.
Buti na lang merong aso. Yun pa, si Kyung-soo, because I'm a hugger. Kyung-soo gives me so much hugs.
Oh.
And si Kyung-soo is enough na to feel that yung longingness ko for warm hugs. Si Kyung-soo
na. Warm hugs. Si Chibi din, hugger. Ito, demanding tong isang to eh.
Masyadong maliit okay. Si Chewy para mag-hug eh.
Correct.
Maka maipit.
As a dog tita. As a dog tita. Wala naman kasi akong like personal na aso ko. Ang best experience ko sa mga aso nila is yung mga aso ni Yana, sleepmates. Sleepmates! Katabi ko sila pag nakiki-overnight ako sa bahay ni Yana. So, kung sa ang bed ako natutulog, katabi ko silang dalawa. Nakikisiksik sila sa ulo at paa ko. And then, kay Kyla naman, si Kyung-soo hindi ko pa masyado nakaka-bonding. For, like,
hindi siya bet.
Hindi ako bet ni Kyung-soo. But si Chewy, tight kami ni Chewy kasi lagi kaming nag-walk dati sa parking ng Araneta together. Si Bucci, I have yet to meet. But yon, ako, ang masashare ko lang is, being a dog mom, it's a very big responsibility and you really need to have the dedication and the commitment for it. So, if you want to be a dog mom or a pet owner in general, you need to have the mindset na, proper mindset na 100% you're going to give them the love, the attention, the care that they need. So, Yon. That is it. Yon ang ating episode for today. So the GIY girls would like to thank Erica for joining us today and sharing to all of you yung experience niya being a newly inducted.
Thank you for having me.
Correct. Dog mommy. So yon, we'll be starting something new dito sa podcast, actually. So, every week, we'll be sharing a TMI.
Ah, yes.
So, we'll be starting today. So, yun yung mag-e-end ng aming podcast. So, please, girls, share a TMI for today's episode. Ooh. Again, tinanong ko sila, sabi ko, hindi ko alam kung paano yung TMI. Turuan nyo na lang ako.
Ano bang TMI?
Ano ba TMI ko today? Ilang hours pa lang.
Correct. Oo nga, wala pa masyado nangyayari. Pero,
my TMI... I have. My TMI is I woke up at 4 a.m. and then I spent 2 hours watching TikTok before I went back to sleep.
Ako, ang TMI ko, I woke up early today. So, I took the dogs out for a walk kasi na-guilty ako na lahat nung ibang aso nilakad nila and yung mga aso ko nasa kwarto.
Piniwan!
So, nilakad ko din sila.
Ikaw, Erica, what TMI can you share?
Wait, for today lang.
Yes, for yes. Today. Today's TMI.
Nagpalit ako ng t-shirt kasi feeling ko mukha kong nakapambahay bago tong podcast na to. Pero, na-realize ko, podcast pala siya, so...
Hindi, pero we upload the video on YouTube so, then.
Yung dalawa kong, the first two episodes, naka-sports mo lang ako.
Correct. Actually, usually naman naka-ano lang kami. Yung first episode lang, medyo nag-onting ayos. But the rest, parang, carry na. Okay, so ako, ang TMI ko today, carry over from yesterday, kasi kahapon, 8 p.m. pa lang, tulog na ako. So at 3 a.m. this morning, I was awake and up and ready for this podcast.
Ilang hours ka in advance ready, ha?
Correct! So, yon. Yun ang ating TMI for today. So, again, thank you to everyone for listening to this podcast. Please follow us on our social media accounts. We have Instagram and Twitter. It's at GIY Podcast. You can follow us there. We also have a YouTube channel. It's GIY Podcast. You can watch the videos nitong recorded podcast namin. And if you have any requests or inquiries, you can send us an email to it's girlinyoupodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, thank you again everyone for listening. Thank you Erica for being a guest thank here you. In GIY. We will see you in our next episode. Once again, I'm Anna.
I'm Yana.
Kyla.
Thank you everyone. Bye.
Erica.
That's bye-bye. Erica. Thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye everybody.
Bye.